It's 11:15. Mabel Louise,
good
how are
morning.
You today?
Good, I'm yeah. doing great, and I'm enjoying Beautiful. The privilege that I have to be with you. And you know what? There's lots of sunshine in Wisconsin. Nice, quiet, beautiful day here after storms yesterday. I'm sure that if you live in Wisconsin, you experience some of that storm. And we've had several of them lately. Lots of damage up in the north of our state and down in the south and even through the middle, there's been lots of damage. So it's been good, well, anyway, hasn't it, to have the summer. And you know what? Old Man Winter. That's old song, Old Man River. Old Man Winter is coming, and we can enjoy every minute of that nice, warm sunshine. Well, today I want to visit with you about the thunder and lightning that comes during the storms. I'm in the midst of a series about nature, and I thought it would be a perfect time for you to talk to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. You parents, get on the stick and listen up. Maybe you can take a few notes, and you can be prepared to talk to your children about how God makes the rain and what causes it to thunder and lightning. So stay tuned. I have a simple explanation for you. And before I do, let me encourage you to take part in our August Catch and Mitch campaign. The summer months have been lean, as they usually are, and if everyone takes part, guess what? We can catch up on all of our needs. That would be so wonderful, and we'd be so grateful. Remember, if you give $10, it becomes $20 because it's going to be matched. Well, here's my verse for the day. Listen to it. It's beautiful. It gives God the glory. Psalm 135:7. The Lord makes the clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. Did you know there are 34 verses that use the word thunder or thundering? I didn't take time to count the ones that use the word lightning, but it's interesting how God uses so much in the scriptures about nature and how it reminds us of who he is and how great he is. So I guess we can come to the conclusion that summertime is when we experience those big storms, lots of thunder and lots of lightning. And no doubt, if you have children, they're afraid and they probably run to you to be safe. So the question today is, have you taken time to explain to them what it's all about and how we should respond? Well, if you have, or if you want to in the future, stay tuned and let me give you some explanations to share with your children. I checked with the UCAR. Now, I'm sure you're saying, who's that? Well, it's the managers of the National Center for Atmospheric Research. And so I checked with them to tell me about lightning and what it is. And here's what they said. Lightning is an electric current, and just like the electricity in the outlets in your home, it can be deadly. And that's one of the first things parents do is teach the children not to go near those outlets. Well, have you ever gotten a shock by shuffling across a carpet and then touching something that was made of metal? Well, if you have, then you have experienced the same process that makes lightning. And maybe you can give a demonstration to the children. And let me go on with what they said. Within a thundercloud, many small bits of ice bump into each other as they swirl around in the air. And all of these collisions create an electrical charge, just like the one that built up in you when you crossed the carpet. After a while, the whole cloud fills up with electrical charges, usually with a negative charge closest to the earth. Since opposites attract each other, that causes a positive charge to build up on the ground beneath the cloud. The ground's electrical charge concentrates around anything that sticks up, like mountains, lone trees, people, or even blades of grass. The charge streaming up from these points eventually connects with a charge reaching down from the clouds, and zap, zap, lightning strikes. About 400 people, they tell us, each year are struck by lightning. Ouch. The best way to keep from getting struck by lightning is to go inside before an electrical storm gets too close. Light travels extremely fast, so lightning's flash reaches your eyes instantly. But the sound of thunder travels much slower, that is, 1 mile in 5 seconds. If you hear thunder, it means that the storm may be close enough to strike where you are. So you should immediately go into a house or a car until at least 30 minutes after you no longer hear the thunder. Thunder is the result of vibrations that lightning makes. These vibrations are what you hear and call thunder. The vibrations of thunder is caused by the vibration of sound bouncing off the ground and the clouds. We see lightning before we hear the thunder, because light travels faster than sound. If your children or your grandchildren are playing outdoors, be sure to teach them to run inside quickly. If there's no place to go for cover, teach them to stay away from tall trees, poles, open fields, bodies of water, lakes or ocean, metal fences, sports equipment, and to stay off those metal bikes. My goodness, it's lots of instruction there to teach the children. Excuse me. Did you know that a lightning flash is no more than 1 inch wide? The temperature of lightning flash is 15,000 to 60,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, that's hotter than the surface of the sun, which is 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit. A stroke of lightning moves about 62,000 miles a second. Wow. One-third the speed of light. Job 28:26 says, God made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolt. This verse tells us that the Lord rules over the rain and decrees a path for the thunderbolt. Let's face it, lightning has an impressive and terrifying power. Scientists have found that a single bolt can carry 100,000 volts of power. Worldwide, lightning strikes the earth 360,000 times. Now listen to this one. Every hour. Did you know that July is the most dangerous month for lightning? I didn't know that. When lightning descends, it follows the easiest path to the earth. It may go through a tree, or perhaps a tall building, or an antenna. But it does not always follow a straight course. It could strike at an angle and even hitting where the sun is shining. And that's where the statement comes from, a bolt out of the blue. For the Christian, this bolt out of the blue is one more indication of God's awesome, awesome power. And let me add this too, it gives us a big reason to give him the reverence that he deserves. It may be the children will ask you, Grandma or Mom, why did God form lightning and thunder when it's so scary? Well, be sure to tell them, thunder and lightning bring rain, and lightning allow nitrogen to be made and to help our plant life. The action of electricity in the air causes oxygen and nitrogen to form oxides of nitrogen, and the rain carries them into the soil. So nitrogen in the soil comes from the atmosphere with the help of lightning and rain. Yes, it all fits into God's wonderful plan. Isn't he a great God that we love and we serve? It's interesting to learn that there are 15 windstorms talked about in the Bible. Let me give you just a few. It'll whet your appetite, okay? There was a storm during Noah's flood, during the translation of Elijah, during Jonah's sea trip, as God talked to Job, as the disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee, and during Pentecost, and during Paul's trip to Rome. All those times in the scriptures. It's so urgent that you teach your children that during the storms of the summer that they need to be indoors and that they need to trust the Lord to care for them. One of the first verses that I taught my children when they were tiny was Psalm 56:3, a little short one that they can remember. In what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. It's good as an adult to keep your composure so that the children can see that you've learned to trust the Lord in all circumstances of life, even in a bad storm. I can use my husband's mother as an example. Our family was visiting Warren's parents' home one summer, and there was a real bad thunderstorm, and Grandmother Stewart ran quickly into the bathroom and slammed the door and hid. There were no windows in the bathroom, and she could not see the lightning or even hear the thunder very well. When she came out, I asked her, why did you go to the bathroom, Mom, and stay there during the storm? And she said, my mother was desperately afraid of storms, and every time we had one, she took me into the bathroom to hide. So if you've explained about lightning and thunder and the children know what to do, then it's a fun time to be together to maybe sing some songs, maybe pray together, maybe learn some verses together, and teach them not to be afraid even during a storm. Isaiah 43:5 says, and let me close with this, fear not, for I am with thee. The two verses that I've given you are short and to the point and very easy to teach your children and grandchildren. So stay tuned to my next broadcast and I will bring you an example of the lesson on fear that Jesus taught his disciples. Been good to be with you. Bye-bye.